Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a special Bull Market Run audio interview with Gold Bullion President and CEO, Mr. Frank Bazza. Gold Bullion delivered some big news after the market closed today concerning their Granada gold property in northwestern Quebec. Frank is on the line with us from his home in Halebury, Northern Ontario. And first off, Frank, this is exciting. This is exciting stuff. Thank you very much for joining us on short notice here tonight. Congratulations on the exciting news. There's a lot to talk about here, Frank, obviously. First off, let's discuss the preliminary block model, which has outlined 2.4 to 2.6 million ounces within a defined area in the Longbar zone, a strike length of 600 meters, a width of 500 meters, and an average true thickness of 70 meters. You've encountered significant mineralization outside the block model, northeast and west. So this 2.4 to 2.6 million ounce estimate is very encouraging. You have to be a real happy camper today.
Actually, we're quite pleased. What we tried to do was this drill program was to define actually how long this structure was. If you'll notice when you look at our website, the structure is about 1,100 meters long, and we only took about 600 meters of that. We're very comfortable in that range. The majority of our work has been done in that range. Majority of the drilling historically has been done there, as well as all the old working. So we're very happy with the numbers there. We feel that there's potential also to still expand it, both going west and east, and probably also going north. Yes, we're very pleased. We're very, very pleased with the results to date with this drill program, this block model, and looking really forward to seeing if we can expand it.
How significant, Frank, was the bulk sample in putting together the block model?
For us, a drill program is good. It's quite important to the drill program, and mostly we've been using our drill program to date just to define the structure. More to see how deep, how wide, how long the structure is, but the bulk sample really was used to quantify the potential grade that we might have with this deposit. And as we did with this very large bulk sample, we also had a preliminary feeling for the economics and also the recovery of the amount of gold that we can get out of this deposit. So for us, the bulk sample was sort of like the turning point. And after we did the bulk sample, we went on a massive land acquisition, and then we developed this model, tested it, and to date, very, very pleased with the results.
Discovery hole 17 is about 125 meters outside the block model, directly to the east. And hole 15, I'm looking at the map right now, the block model map. It's about 50 meters to the northeast of the block model. I take it the reason this area is not in the block model is because not enough drilling has taken place there. And my other question or point is the fact the northeast discovery area is outside the block model at this point really underscores the blue sky potential of the Longbars zone.
Like I mentioned, John, we're going to try to expand on that. In our original drill program, I was basically looking for structure. The fact we got some nice assays was a bonus. But I think going forward with the next drill program, we should be getting a better result over better width. But we have to be very comfortable, very confident that we can reproduce these results. We got some nice results also going west, southwest. We had some nice results there as well, but this is all preliminary. And like I keep on indicating to all our shareholders and investors, we're only drilling for structure, and as we move forward, we feel that we'll get some better results over longer width, and hopefully the structure of this Longbar zone will become longer as well.
There's a paragraph in the news release that addresses the overall geology of the property, Frank, as you understand it currently. Can you elaborate on one of the key sentences here? It says, historic mining operations at Granada concentrated on high-grade, more continuous quartz veins, but wider structurally controlled zones of gold mineralization have been identified within the shear systems that are amenable to open-pit mining. You've succeeded here, it seems, by taking a new approach to Granada that has differed from the historical approach at this property?
What we found in all our work, and it's not just on the Cadillac trend, but we've worked all over the world, and normally when you have a high-grade vein structure that supports base, make it very, very simple, there's a pronounced halo effect around a narrow port structures. And it appears this thing is quite pronounced. There's multiple port structures, as you can see from the model that we released. We don't have all the structures in there, or not all the port structures are there, because there's so many of them. So we only put a few of them on there, so it didn't make the model over difficult to look at. But we found that between the veins, these port vein structures, there's a significant amount of gold, and it seems to be, you know, pronounced, and it seems to be reproducible. And this was confirmed when we did our bulk sample.
Interesting. Hole number 21 in the southwestern portion of the property got some very good results, which is outside the western boundary of the block model. We know the northeast area has a lot of potential. It appears from hole number 21 that there's also considerable potential going west and maybe even south.
We look at the old report of actually by ACA Howe, and they kind of indicated the structure being actually a lot larger than we're looking at right now. They had it was all done the old English system, but when you convert it over, it was basically between 3 to 5 kilometers on this structure. So it's possible that we might have not just the 600 meters or the 1,100 meters we're looking at right now, but it might end up being 3 kilometers long or possibly 5 kilometers long. And it might not be going straight north, east, west, or north, south, but it appears there's something there, and it needs to carry on. And in this drill program, in this preliminary part, again, of the drill program, we'll be looking at doing about 20,000 meters, and we'll try to step out both east, west, north as well, which is what we really have there.
Can you summarize for us, Frank, the advantages that you see Granada possibly having as a bulk tonnage open pit gold deposit? I see there also appears to be the possibility of lowering your gold production costs with some potential silver and base metal credits.
We did some preliminary tests on 4 holes, and we stopped the base metal assays and silver assays because it was kind of holding up our assays for gold. But in all the 4 holes that we did check, nickel showed up, copper showed up, and silver showed up. And it's low grade, but when you look at it, it was quite significant. It might add to the bottom line, and it might be economical to recover. And moving forward, we'll be looking at this closer, and we intend to restart the base metal specifically for nickel and copper assay, and also the silver assay. So in the future, the results will be coming out. We'll include all these assays, and hopefully we find something that can lower our overall operating costs, and this way we can also increase our overall contained gold ounces in this zone.
Okay, one final question, Frank. You've got 20,000 meters of drilling starting very soon, as you indicated. That's a lot of core to log and a lot of holes to assay. Are you implementing any strategies to deliver results as quickly as possible, given that scenario?
Yeah, we've kind of changed a lot of things. They're all in progress right now. We're going to do some of the work in-house. We'll hire our own people. To date, we've been using contracts. We thought that would be an effective way of doing it. But it appears we're in a waiting in line like all the other individuals in northern Quebec. So we're putting together our own, what I would call, core shack, core building. And we'll get our own sauce to put the core. And we'll probably look at using 2 labs to do our work now instead of just using 1 lab like we've done in the past.
Frank Bazza, thank you very much. Congratulations again on these outstanding results this afternoon. I'm sure we'll be speaking with you a lot more in the coming weeks and months. It's going to be really interesting as things move forward here. And, of course, you are welcome anytime. Welcome back anytime, Frank, on bullmarketrun.com.
Well, thank you very much, John. Like I said, always a pleasure to talk to you. And I also like to thank all our shareholders and investors being so patient with us when we're getting our results out. And I'm very pleased that they stayed in, and I hope they stay in for the long run. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Frank. You've been listening to a special audio interview on bullmarketrun.com with Frank Baza, President and CEO of Gold Bullion Development Corporation at Bull Market Run, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.